I didn't know you were going to ask difficult questions like why hasn't the Spiral Galaxy wound up? Okay, now this is taking me out of my area of expertise, but I think I can answer it. Naively, your view is absolutely right. I mean, in fact, it's not even totally naive. Many astronomers worried about this, but the simple naive view is that a galaxy is a sort of a solid thing that's rotating, and the inner part should be going around faster than the outer parts, and therefore it should slowly curdle itself. There are two reasons why that doesn't work. One reason is that, in fact, the inner parts are not going around a lot faster than the outer parts. One of the surprises that's come out of galaxy work, not just our galaxy but many others, is that once you get a little way out from the center, they're all stars are rotating at more or less the same speed. And this is saying something about the distribution of mass in the galaxies, and is actually one of the very strong arguments for the so-called missing mass, the hidden mass, that says that galaxies weigh 10 times as much as we can count from the stars. There has to be extra material further out in order to make the balance of gravity that is needed to make them rotate like this. So that's one reason, but it's not the whole story, because there's still a slight difference and you still expect them to wind up. And the answer then is that the pattern that makes a spiral arm is not really something that's fixed in space. It's rather like a wave. It's like when you throw a stone in a puddle and you get a wave that moves out. Now, if you sit a cork on that water, the cork doesn't move out with the wave. It goes up and down as the wave comes through, but it doesn't move very much. In much the same way, there are waves called density waves going around in spiral galaxies. And the wave isn't actually picking corks up and tossing them around, but what it does, as a wave comes through, it compresses the gas and it makes it form stars. And those, you then get a lot of stars, and then as the wave moves on, the stars slowly sort of fade away, the bright ones disappear, turn into supernovae, bang, they're gone, you only got the faint ones left, and you don't have such brightness. Well, there's an awful lot of energy in a galaxy. If you add up all the mass and all the velocities, you'll find there's plenty of energy to keep waves going for as long as you like.